This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So the way to start your day, the way to make this a wonderful day and a memorable day is to spend some time with us. Usins being me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We have no excuses for doing anything other than a fabulous radio program. Right, ladies? No excuses whatsoever. Everybody's here to accomplish what we set out to do, and that is get everybody going, thinking, doing, up and at 'em. Yay, yay, yay!
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I just ate some chocolate raisins, to be truthful.
Yeah, that'll do it. A little sugar rush.
Uh-huh, there it is.
Oh, is that okay. Part of your protein kick?
Yes, it is. Yes. Sugar and protein.
Perfect. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. Oh, then protein and sugar, then. I actually used some egg whites in my, what's this yesterday, Victoria?
Really?
To know that. Yes, I did.
Powdered or raw?
Powdered.
Okay.
Taste awful. Ugh. All right, let's get to, and that's no excuse, I'm still doing it. I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do to bring more power to my heart, to bring more substance to the muscles in my heart. Got to do that. For those of you who think I don't have heart, it was proof positive. When I went to Dr. Jack Stockwell's office the other day, it's thumping away. What do they call it? Da-dub? No, it's flood-dub. Or dub-dub. I think it's something like when your heart beats. Is that what they call it? Dub-dub. Dub-dub. Dub-dub.
Rub-a-rub.
Oh, boy.
Fascinating. Okay, so Jennifer.
So, Dougie.
There is a rumor floating around that those of us who are here in Southern California could face a massive earthquake. Could, maybe, possibly. I think there's always a chance, but there's supposedly a newly identified fault line that could unleash a 7.4 earthquake. I listened to and watched and read into some of this, the predictions for a whopper of a tremor along the 5. So, whether you've heard about it or not, one of the things that I had a kick out of listening to somebody say, it's long overdue. Really? According to whom? Well, on average, every 100 years, there's an earthquake. And so, over the last 100 years, or 115 years, on either side of the 5, the conjoining sides, I don't know why, it's very interesting that the line's pretty much exactly on the 5. But what has happened on the east side of the 5 and the west side of the 5 is that they're pushing against each other to the point of 1 inch a year of more togetherness. So at some point, there has to be an explosion. This would go all the way from San Diego to Seal Beach in Orange County. So that's wow. The L.A.
That's a
basin.
Pretty big area.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a little bit more. I mean, I took, when I was in college, when I was in junior college, actually, I took a class, instead of doing an earth science class, I did an earthquake class, which was allowed. Yeah. And it was taught by Kate Hutton, who is the woman that you always see on the news after we have an earthquake anywhere. They right. always talk to her at Caltech. Mm-hmm. And she would always say, you cannot predict an earthquake. You can mm-hmm. you can never predict when it, you really can't at this point predict when it's coming. Mm-hmm. But know that it is coming. And she would say, yes, we are way overdue. And this was 15 years ago. She said, we're way overdue for a major earthquake on the San Andreas Fault, which is the one that runs all the way from the Mexican border up into and past Los Angeles. Obviously, but pieces of that fault, it's not like when there's an earthquake, it's on the entire fault. It's in places that release pressure. So mm-hmm. the one that was most vulnerable at the time I was going to school was around Palm Springs area. Now, she would always say the most dangerous thing is that there's a fault that runs under Dodger Stadium, not part of the San Andreas, part of a different fault. And that would be the most catastrophic for Los Angeles because it would go right under the downtown area, which would cause a lot of problems. So, mm. I don't know. I mean, you can't predict these things, but you have to know that they're coming at some point. I mean, we live on an earthquake fault.
Right. Okay, I just made a note to myself to send to my daughter, time to move, because she lives under Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, or you could, you could just be prepared.
How do you prepare for an earthquake, though? I mean, they make buildings so that they withstand it a little bit better,
yeah,
but...
they do.
I mean, as an individual, what can you do if it happens?
Oh, they really, I mean, really, truly, I do stupid things like park in my driveway with no gas. You should always have gas in your car if you have to go somewhere. You should always make sure that you have, a few 3 or 4 days, I think they say, worth of food, water. A lot of times the idea is that the water supply might be corrupted if in an earthquake big enough. So make sure you have enough water for yourself, for your family, have medications put aside. I mean, those are the kinds of things that you should just have that we should all do living in California. And I don't know how many of us do. I do to some extent, but not much.
Nah. Nobody prepares. Nobody thinks about it until the last minute. You know how that's the human condition.
Right.
And the sophomoric way in which this information has been presented at this point doesn't give it a lot of credibility. Doesn't mean that there isn't a chance or it may not happen because, yeah, sooner or later it is going to happen. And so if it's going to happen near Dodger Stadium, I am going to. Today when I go see Miles and Megan, we're going to start packing.
And by the way, that's not the San Andreas fault. The Northridge earthquake, the one that was pretty catastrophic back in the 90s that knocked down my whole entire high school, that wasn't the San Andreas fault. That's why they're saying that this big beast of a fault hasn't had the opportunity to let off any steam at all. So that's,
so ticking. So cue the Rock. Because
that was San Andreas, remember?
Single-handedly saved the day. Kara, how many movies is he involved in at the moment? Did you did a little research?
I think he has 11 coming up, either that are in post-production or announced or filming.
I love that guy.
Yeah, that's
good for him. At least he's a good, decent guy, it seems.
Yeah. And introduced as the highest paid or highest earning actor in the world with 11... movies. The guy just goes from one to the next, like John Wayne used to. When John Wayne died, he had been involved in 284 movies in his career. That was a record to then and to now. Rock didn't get started as early. John Wayne was at it when he was 23, 24, and worked in movies till he died when he was 72. I'm betting that The Rock didn't get a good early start. But with all the stuff, that television show Ballers that he does, and every movie he wants to be able to produce, and so he does. And you gotta, I feel good about people who have that kind of work ethic, no matter what their work, no matter what in their chosen profession. It kind of is energizing, isn't it, to be around people who like to work like that, who are incredibly productive, who have confidence in themselves, and they know that what they're doing maybe helps drive the force that there is behind them. There are a lot of people that work behind them that are inspired by folks who are leaders. He's a natural leader. It's great energy. It's the potential. I think, what is it? Deepak Chopra calls it potentiality. And that's what it is. Everything that you do or have done. Jennifer's an inspiration. Look at all the things that she's involved in every day. I'd like to think that I am inspiring to a certain extent, but I'm not into as many things. I'm into a lot of things with my day and do productive stuff. Victoria, all of us here, I think, have shown what we can do by tapping into our potential. And maybe that's something that will inspire you to work ardently toward your goals. What are your goals today? Jennifer, what's your number one goal today?
To go back to bed soon.
I was just going to say, she's going to steal my answer. I can feel it.
So tired today.
Yeah.
What's my number one goal today? I don't even know. My days are so busy that it's just getting through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not bad.
Is that sad?
No, it's okay. It's all right. I feel that way sometimes. The more active things are on the farm, the more active they are now. This program and what's going on with the program are getting more and more back into the mainstream, which is what I've been trying to do since the crash of 2008. So that's something that I feel good about. And having you with me is a great benchmark here. Realizing that there are tasks. Like, Victoria, you have tasks every day that you have to do. There's a larger goal at the end of them, but do you take them piece by piece? I think that's the way to approach. A lot of times people say, oh, they look at everything and, oh, my God. But then if you do one thing at a time, then it makes the larger goal more achievable, I think, anyway, by looking at it one piece at a time. And then at the end, yeah, you say, oh, wow, look at that. You can almost graph your progress.
I always try to do the most difficult thing first, because that's what, you know, that's where your energy is in the beginning. If you're looking at a list of things you have to do for the day, yeah, I always try to tackle the little stuff. Doesn't help if you do it all first and then you have no energy for the bigger things. Mm-hmm. So I try to just suffer through whatever the most difficult is for the day, and then it's all downhill from there, which is a good thing.
Oh, I thought of one, by the way, Michael.
Yes. Yeah?
My goal is to be able to take a shower in my own house today.
Get all of the whole thing.
I think they're supposed to come today to put in the water heater.
It's only taken them, what, since Sunday?
That's right.
Over the weekend.
This American Home Shield is pretty interesting.
Really?
Can we talk about them?
Have you just been using, like, a lot of baby wipes? Like, what's...
I remember.
No, I had some advertising.
For them at one point in time, if I remember correctly, back a few years ago. And I wondered how they really were.
This is what's interesting, is that I've had great stories with American Home Shield, which, if you don't know, is an insurance company. You pay a few $100 a year, and then they come out and fix stuff within your home for a $75 copay, if you want to equate it to a doctor's visit.
Right.
They've replaced my water heater for free, which is great, or free, as you would like
free.
To say.
Thank you. Yep.
But they tell you that you have to pay for the upgrades that they don't cover to get it up to code. So you have to have new gas line, new water line, new piece of board for it to sit on. Like, they give you this whole laundry list of things that they have to do to bring it up to, in air quotes, code, $659.
Really? For a water heater that you can buy?
I'm pretty sure that I could buy the water heater for less.
Home Depot, $350.
Correct, and get it installed. So I don't know what a great deal this is, but you know what? They play on my desperation of cold water, and here I am.
Yep, there you are. No, I think a lot of those, it's kind of like buying an insurance. I made the mistake once of buying an insurance policy for an airline ticket, $30, and you're covered, so they said.
Right.
And then, just for fun, I sent the policy to my crack legal team in Massachusetts, and Arthur, who is my pal of 43 years, he said to me, what did you expect from this? I said, well, in case I have to change the ticket. He said, that doesn't affect that. Well, what does it affect? Well, if you are hospitalized and you have a note from a doctor before you take
maimed,
the trip.
If you're maimed, you don't have to change
that. Yeah. Other than that, you're wasting your $30. Don't buy that insurance, ladies and gentlemen. That's about what I can tell you. And then yesterday I had a change. I was originally going back. This is how these guys, they really grab you. The philosophy that somehow somebody came up with and they've gotten away with so well, the airlines charge you a change fee. So Wednesday. On Tuesday, I made arrangements for a trip. I'm always in my mind, there's some trips, so I make the arrangements. And they have give you 24 hours to change. So yesterday I found out I had to go back 2 days earlier than originally I thought I was going to go back. So I called to change it. Oh, yeah, right. You can do that. Guy took 14 minutes. I timed it. I was sitting in a parking lot to do what was necessary to whatever the computer requires to get it changed. And then it was an additional $79. And I said, why is it? He said, well, that's better than the change fee of $200, which was actually more than what the ticket cost. It was a $194 ticket. So if I hadn't called within 40 minutes, because 40 minutes after this, I would have lost it because the 24 hours would have been up. It would have cost me more to change it than the ticket was worth. And that's how they get. So it's the same kind of thing. Just read the policy and know what you're getting. I guess that would be the word to the wise here. It's 21 past the hour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Well, mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I slipped into a satin dancing dress.
Reba.
I slipped from the side,
cleaned up to my hair.
It was you and me, the trimming and the
fitting. She's awake now.
As she is.
So are we. So are you.
Awake and alive.
One chance fancy to let me down.
All right, crank this up. It's Annie, get your gun.
She one chance fancy, don't let me down.
Fancy. But okay.
Fancy from Annie Gets Your Gun.
There you go.
Thank you. So, back in 1999, Reba took the lead role in the Broadway revival of Annie Gets Your Gun. She got really good reviews, and she became quite the popular live actress. Nobody thought, man, this is the thing. You get identified as one sort of performer, or in, like I'm identified as a radio performer. And so people wouldn't think about me doing other things normally. Although I could do other things. Had a chance to do a game show once. I wonder how I would have done with that. Jennifer, you have, you're identified. Why are you laughing? Victoria just gave me that scoff laugh of hers.
Because I think it's hilarious to think of you hosting a game show.
Really?
Well, because they're so... Really? They're so, like, inane. I just can't picture you doing that.
For 4.5 million.
I mean, Pat Sajak is legit drunk every day that he has to spin the Wheel of Fortune. So that's how he gets through it.
What a great
he's
job,
admitted
though.
That. Well, look, Vanna White's job is the best. She gets paid a lot of money and doesn't even talk.
Stand there and clap her hands.
Yeah.
I wonder about that. And everybody knows who she is. That hasn't really hit
his head.
All right. Meanwhile, back at Reba's camp, she has not been in Broadway since 1999, but now this song has inspired a new musical because this song tells what kind of a story, Jennifer? What's the story?
The story of Fancy. The story of Fancy is that she was a very poor girl with a poor mama who had a poor baby. And the mother gets her all, like, dolled up one day because she's getting ready to lose her house. She's sick. The baby's sick. Everybody's, like, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So she spends every last dollar that she has to buy Fancy a red dancing dress, which is velvet with the slit clean up to her hip, and sends Fancy out to go meet a man. And she does. So Fancy goes out and, you know, becomes a prostitute and makes a living for herself.
Fancy.
And the mother, the mother dies, the baby gets taken away, but Fancy's okay. She's living in a penthouse.
Uh-huh.
See?
And there was a version of this that was done by Bobby Gentry. back in 1969. The Ode to Billy Joe, remember that? Or Bobby Joe, whatever that song was. She's the one who did that. So this is an interesting storyline. This is gonna, they're now sort of prepping it, I think, for performances. They're starting what has been described as a developmental lab for the productions. They're off-Broadway in the West Side Theater next week on this. So is she a part of the of this from the beginning, or is there somebody else who's going to be starring this? Who knows the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that, but I would imagine Reba's pretty, she's pretty smart. She's a good businesswoman,
yes,
so I would imagine that she would probably be part of this somehow.
Yeah. So also, there'll be songs in this, like Loretta Lynn's Don't Come Home A-Drinkin'.
That's fine.
Loving On Your Mind. Uh-huh. Let's see, also in this show, Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line. I'd go see it just for that. I Walk the Line. Let's see here. Then there's also a song from Gretchen Wilson. Is that Brian's daughter? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Gretchen Wilson?
Gretchen Wilson's not Brian's daughter, no.
Redneck Women. This kind of thing wouldn't be allowed in Brian's family. Is that the story?
I mean, I'm guessing that this is going to be part of this musical, probably, because she'll be reflecting, and these are probably the songs that she's hearing in her head, right?
Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll take modern-day country songs and probably put them into this story of fantasy.
Bring it up.
Right.
That looks like a good take. I'd go see this.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll probably be fun. The musical will probably be incredible.
28 past the hour.
Make sure what you want is what you want. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Do you remember the story of Phaethon from Greek mythology? Phaethon was the son of, well, the sun. And he was a long-lost son at that. So when he finally found his father felt so guilty for missing his son's entire childhood that he said, "You can have any wish you want." But when Phaethon asked if he could drive the sun god's chariot across the sky, the sun god did everything he could to talk him out of it. He said, "Son, look, you're just not ready for that." But Phaethon didn't listen, and he drove his father's chariot to disastrous consequences. I mean, he wrecked and died and burned up a lot of the earth, but here's the point of the story. Even the ancient Greeks knew that sometimes we need to be patient and rethink what we really want. So step back the next time you feel impatient and ask yourself, is this what I really want? For help developing your patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about what we're all about here on the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. It's time now for us to find some people in the news to talk about as we figure out what's happening in China, where today there's news from Wang Yi.
Just wait before we get too far into Wang Yi. Victoria was confused as to what Wang Chung meant,
really?
And I looked it up.
Really?
Would you guys like to know?
Yeah.
Yes.
To Wang Chung, that is the sound that strumming a guitar makes.
Really?
That's right.
Wang
Going
Chung.
Out, having fun in a vague, undefined kind of way, since no one ever knew what everybody Wang Chung tonight meant exactly. So here are some examples. Bob heard the Wang Chung of Mary's guitar coming from the basement. Or, used another way, let's go get a couple of 40s in Wang Chung down by the river.
There you go. I like the second option.
Well, you see, this is why this is called the Broadcast Educational Theater of the Air, because here we give you a word or a name, we put it in a sentence, just like you did in school. So, Jennifer, please tell me what Wang Chung means and use it in a sentence. And
it just
that's what
did.
She did. Yeah, she did. All right, so that's our precursor to discussion of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's announcement yesterday that the escalating confrontation between the South Koreans and the North Koreans is dangerous. Wang. And the reason that I actually bring this guy up, if you were to Google him, you'd think you were looking at a Chinese version of Bradley Whitford. Take a look at his face and tell me that he doesn't look like the actor Bradley Whitford, with a little, well, a different way the eyes appear. But other than that, he looks just like Bradley Whitford.
Is this like the last time you told us to post a couple pictures on Facebook and said that the two guys looked exactly like each other, but really it was just two bald guys?
That's, I don't...
Yes.
That's a little bit like what it feels like.
Yeah, who were the bald guys? I forget.
I take exception to that.
I can't remember who the bald guys were.
I don't remember who they were either. Don't you look now? Have you all looked him up? Have you got a picture there of Wang Yi?
Absolutely not.
How much?
Yeah, I don't really see it.
Have you tried to put that in your search bar?
You're not using your imagination. The whole idea of radio, it's theater of the mind. So people know who Bradley Whitford is.
Right.
And then if you look at a picture of Wang Yi, that was the first thing when I saw before I even read the story. I saw a picture of him and I thought,
all right,
wow.
I have to do this now then. Okay. How do you spell
like
Wang Yi? Is it just Y-I?
W-A-N-G-Y-I.
Got it.
Wang Yi. There must be a radio station somewhere in the world,
Wang Yi, traffic on the wall. He looks like George Takei. He looks nothing like Bradley Whitford.
Wait, looks like George Takei?
Yes, right. You need your eyes examined,
you're
Jennifer. You've got to look at
this. You know what? No.
Wang.
You're just using business about people with slanted eyes all look the same.
Oh, yes, that's because I'm the one on the show that always makes comments like that. Yes,
okay,
you got
I'm actually going to say that he looks like Bradley Whitford and George Takei if they actually had babies.
If they had a love child.
Okay.
A love
child. Yeah.
How would they work that out, though? One of them would have been.
Do you know how to say the name of the Chinese foreign minister, by the way?
No, I don't. Well, yes, I do. Wang Yi.
No, that's... No.
Yeah.
Chinese foreign minister. I'm sorry. Do you know, like, the president, the head guy, the head person in charge of China?
No. How do you pronounce his name? It's something easy, though, for Americans to pronounce.
No, it's not. It's spelled X-I-J-I-N-P-I-N-G.
Jiang Ping. That's how you pronounce it.
Is it?
Right?
Say it again.
Jiang Ping.
No.
No? What is it? So how you pronounce it then, Smarty Pants?
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
The XI.
Did she?
Oh, man.
Okay. I think it's time for us to move on to somebody else to talk about. Wang Yi.
Do you think that there's a Chinese radio show going on right now where they're like, Duck Stahl? And laughing.
Who would they think Doug looks like?
Mm.
Let's pick someone who looks nothing like Doug, and then we'll have a very similar conversation to
them. Like, look at that guy. He looks like Samuel L. Jackson.
Right, exactly.
Thank you. Now, that'll be the best. I can see
Whitford.
The email coming now and the postings at Doug Steffen. All right, here he is. Doug and Sam, two of them. How can you tell them apart?
It's hard. They're like twins.
Both about the same age, anyway. You got that right. Bo Biden is still dead.
Come on. Too soon.
Groaning about it. So his wife is now dating his brother.
Yes.
Which is rather interesting. Hunter Biden is the former vice president's younger son. And Halle Biden was the wife. Devastated by the passing of her husband in May of 2015, so it's been almost a couple of years. Hunter is separated from his wife, and now...
Yeah, but the timing on that's a little suspect.
Yeah.
How so?
You don't think that happens a lot, though? I've definitely heard that before.
I think that it does. I'm just not going to say it should happen if you already have someone at home, because the timing on when they got together is a little rough. And he was married, this brother was married to somebody else who now, in her divorce papers, said that he was a real tool, that he was on cocaine and he was hanging out with hookers and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard stories before of, you know, when someone that is close to both of you dies and you're both in mourning.
Sure, of course.
Then
it brings you together.
Rely on each other sometimes. But yeah, that's surprising to me that he's on cocaine and with hookers. Because
look, that's the allegation in the divorce papers. Who knows? I mean,
right.
We don't know. It's
Price
just weird.
Joe,
I mean, it's weird to go to a brother. Like, did she upgrade by going to the younger brother, or was it a downshift? I haven't seen what they look like. I know they're kind of all handsome, right?
They're both handsome. I mean, Bo's, I don't know. Bo seems like he's got it, but he looks more together, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Bo's dead. What does he look like now?
No. We're aware.
Joe and Jill say that this is a good thing. Joe Biden said, quote, "We are all lucky that Hunter and Hallie have found each other as they were putting their lives together." After
found each other? They've probably been playing footsie under the dinner table for years.
It has to be weird.
This is weird. Yeah, this is just a weird story to me. I'm glad that everyone's all kumbaya, but this is just bizarre.
Well, I mean, if you're Jill and Joe, what do you say?
Nothing.
Especially, right. I mean, you don't know if they hate it or not, because what are they going to do? In public, start a firestorm for tabloids to be like, oh, we can't believe it. I mean, they're not going to do that. They're going to
No, you're right. That's the only thing that, it's just weird.
It's totally weird.
Is it more weird than Wang Yi? Looking like Bradley Whitford? Wang Yi.
Whitford?
Whitford.
Does he eat at Bickford's?
I've noticed you've been getting all East Coast on us lately, Debbie. Yeah. You've been saying pasta and tacos. And
I know.
Whiffin.
What's happening?
I'm going to go park my car around the corner.
Somebody said that I needed to pronounce something differently. And that's what got me going on this. There's some word now, it escapes me, that I was pronouncing.
I've got a few.
Like a West Coaster.
Are you ready? I've got a few.
Go ahead.
Blueberry is blueberry.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry.
West Coast or East Coast. That's just.
No, it's not. But you said
that's
something told you were pronouncing
tomato.
Something
tomato
wrong.
Tomato is East Coast?
Tomato. Tomato.
Huh.
You want to use tomato?
Come on, let's have it. More criticism. Help
tomato,
yourself.
Tomato. Tomato.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, there's another good. Oh, colon. Colon and Colin. That's always a big one. That's
produce.
Always
produce.
Produce. Good one. Good one. Yep.
How about the food store? You haven't gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's food you're store. Not mispronouncing it. You're just mislabeling it.
Yeah.
Right.
What's that?
Anything else?
For now, look, I don't want to overwhelm you.
Thank you.
Let's make the corrections that we need to make now, and then we'll move on.
We were laughing a couple of hours ago. Kara and I were doing some recording. Oftentimes during the breaks, I record things for stations or in commercials and that kind of stuff. So we were given this piece of copy. For those who are unwashed, copy is the stuff that you hear us use when we're talking about something that we're advertising. And so I was going through it. And Kara had to have been laughing, even though we didn't have a lot of time. And I'd read the copy, and then I'd stop and say, that's not grammatically correct. And so then I'd redo it, and then I'd re-record it. I did that, about four times with that piece of copy?
About, and your favorite word was in there, too. Victoria,
finally.
Can you guess what it is? Well,
finally. Finally.
Did he say it, or did he skip over it?
He said it, and then he realized he said it, and then he rewrote what he wanted to say and re-recorded it. So it did not end up in the final copy.
It was it's on the floor, the cutting room floor.
He gets on these kicks of things. It's hilarious. Like finally is an evil word.
Well, just get
what was the one before that you didn't like?
I don't like it when you overuse a word or a phrase. Like, example, when Kara says, I mean, she starts a sentence with I mean.
And now
why
I'm going to say it even more.
Yeah, of course you will.
You write it on a post-it note and you stick it in front of you, and I swear it breaks you because everybody has crutch words. I get them all the time. When I notice it, I write them down. I stick them on my monitor in front of my microphone. It helps.
Yeah. All right, so there we are. So let's see what we do with this copy from the folks at Parachute.com.
Finally!
Finally, you got your delivery of Parachute sheets. Okay, so I want to know what it was like. We've talked about it. We sort of danced with this. When you unboxed your Parachute delivery, the first one, what did you think, Jennifer?
I went, ooh. No, that's real. That's literal. That was a
what
clip of me opening
like?
The box.
What
well, it comes in a box. It comes in like a regular, like a flat, not bulky, so you have to haul it into your house box, but like a, nice little box.
Yep.
And you lift up the lid. And out comes this beautiful wrapped, and it's in like a cloth package,
like a pouch.
Almost like a cloth envelope, right?
Yeah,
and then
right.
inside are your sheets. And the greatest thing that I noticed is that, you first of all, you get to feel the fabric before you even get to the sheets, because the pouch is made of the same fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take it out, a lot of times when I've opened sheets in the past, you get hit in the face with that smell of cardboard and dye.
Yeah.
Because based on the color of the sheet, and they always have cardboard inserts in the sheets, it's just not a very pleasant experience. It feels kind of cheapy and stinky. These sheets feel like they're ready to go on the bed right then and there.
Cheapy and stinky. All right, so how about you, Victoria?
Yeah,
when you opened up, you've talked about using these pouches for other things, but when you opened it up, the idea of not... Well, we all agreed that you need to wash sheets no matter what when they first come out of the package, no matter where they come from. But then when you put them on the bed, they do feel different, don't they?
They really do, yeah. They have... It's just... There's a very organic look and feel to all of it. And so, and they have the little burlap ties that make the little bow on the pouches. It just... There's a real, like,
it's
natural,
feminine.
Organic feel to it.
There's
well,
a
I don't know that it's feminine.
It, I think.
It's I don't know.
No,
Because I opened the box, actually, with Lewis, and he was the one who kind of dove in first and undid the thing, and he was like, wow, this is really cool looking. So I don't know that it's feminine, but it's definitely very earthy and organic, and it
Nothing
makes you
wrong
feel
with
like
him being in touch with his feminine side. I am.
I encourage
Lewis,
it.
Real men are in touch with their feminine side.
Oh, always. So, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm just saying, I don't think the packaging is feminine. That's why I'm saying that.
All right.
But yeah, it just has such a wonderful, like, you just, like Jen said, you just know you're not wrapping yourself up in a bunch of chemicals. It's just a really nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. I thought that opening the pack, I opened it by myself. And I thought that it was kind of cool, actually. It was the first time I'd ever opened a package like that
mm-hmm.
in getting bedding. A lot of times, when you get the bedding, it's those plastic things.
Yeah.
And you zip them.
Yep.
And then throw them in the wash, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line here is that we're going to invite you to go to parachutehome.com/DJV to have this experience and many more great ones when it comes to parachute bedding. This is a whole new idea. A whole new concept, a whole new company, and you will like it. You will like it, or you send the sheets back. You got a 60-night trial here on these sheets. That's 2 whole months. There's nobody else doing that. So help yourself to the luxury, to the quality, to the bedding that everybody is talking about. It's parachutehome.com. Buy directly from their company online and use parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping and free returns. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone and computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Game food doesn't end with wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their kickin' shrimp tacos, or as we say in the East, tacos. The ultimate cheese sampler is also great for any game. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Stay hot for basketball action. They have the cheesy meltdown burger also at Buffalo Wild Wings. Man, oh man, go there. Have a beer and a brew. That's the whole idea behind it, right? 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Tech Talk time, isn't it? 53 past the hour. So we got to get into some Airbnb news. I'm actually thinking about trying Airbnb. We'll talk about that and how you can use it, plus ads on Instagram in the focus here. I got a couple of different Instagram stories that we can dig around in our earnest attempt to make you aware of practical things as they apply to technology. Brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. Speaking of practical, man, this is the most practical approach you can possibly imagine to finding good candidates for the job that you have at your company. Posting your job in one place. And if you normally do that, there are like how many hundreds of different job sites. So how much work is it? Jennifer, you've probably done this before, to post a job for somebody who might do clerical work, for example, or someone who would be specializing in production work, because they do both as general categories and specific categories, and you can find whoever you need by using ZipRecruiter.com in a way that is fabulous and unheard of, especially when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll find that we've made a deal so that you can use it free to try it out. How about that for excitement? ZipRecruiter is easy to use. The interface is, somebody like me, I can use this thing.
What? Someone like you.
Excuse me. Yes, yes. Even me. Even I can do this. ZipRecruiter Facebook.com/DJV to find the best candidates in any city, any industry, any place, anywhere, anytime. This is something that's rated number one by Fortune 100 companies. Whether you're a big company or a small company, use ZipRecruiter.com and do it free by calling up ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so we have Airbnb, Victoria, breaking into the music scene. I don't quite understand how this works because I thought that they were renting out rooms, but now they're renting out movies?
Well, they rent out houses and apartments and all types of different properties, and they were recently valued at $30 billion. I mean, that's how big Airbnb is. Yeah. And one of the early investors, you know, we always like to talk about celebrities and what they're up to. One of the early investors was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah,
so everything he seems to invest in turns to gold, so he's doing well. But yeah, so what they've done is they've broken into a new area called bespoke programming, and they have a new thing called musical experiences. So you can stay in a city, and they have a corresponding music experience while you're staying at your Airbnb rental. For example, they are now launched in 13 different cities: London, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Barcelona, Cape Town, Detroit, Miami, Paris, a lot of big major cities. And so what they do, they have curated these experiences for you. They have 100 specially tailored music-related things right now. It's live shows. It's different meet and greets with local artists. In Detroit, they have Motor City Rocks is the name of that experience. It's a two-day-long insider's guide to Detroit's music scene.
So what you can do is, if I'm reading between the lines here, is you book a room or a little apartment or something from Airbnb,
mm-hmm. or a
house, and then they give
yeah.
you the option. Right, then there's something. This is what's going on in the city. Book your tickets through us to
exactly.
see that stuff. That's
it's
what
an
doing.
Add-on yeah. experience.
Very
yep.
smart.
It's very smart.
It's another one of those software deals, the same as Uber and Lyft. There's no, they don't own anything. It's a software program, and look at how much money it's worth.
It is incredible, though. They've really turned Airbnb into a real business. They're now meeting with owners. Mm-hmm. There are seminars of property owners who are turning their houses
into a business.
I'm going to
try it next time. This place that I have rented, I'm out of in April, and the next time I come in May, so Megan, let's use Airbnb. Let me try an Airbnb because we're not in a position to buy another place out here at the moment. So give it a shot. That'd make it interesting.
You can bounce right. around. I mean, it'll be short term, but, you know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
can stay
a couple,
in fabulous
three, 4 days
places.
At a time.
Yeah,
right.
That's great.
Yep. Yep. Okay, want to get rid of ads from your Instagram feed? Who doesn't want to do that? Let's find out how simple it is to do, Victoria.
Well, it is actually very simple, and there are more and more ads popping up on everyone's Instagram feed. No one really likes it. They don't call them ads. They call them sponsored content. And so all you need to do is click on the three little dots, and when you next to an ad, click on those three little dots and then report it as inappropriate, and all the ads will go away. This is a quick hack right for right now. A lot of people are starting to catch on to it. Eventually, Instagram will change that. But for now, if you want to get rid of all the ads, all you do is flag it as inappropriate, and they all disappear at once.
It's kind of a sneaky trick.
It is.
And then speaking of those sneaky little guys, yeah, I don't want to watch that. Don't do that when you're listening to this program, though, and that's not allowed. 59 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.